Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, you're waking up on this day, 1967. It may just be one of the finishing workers on the Tucson's old studios as they completed the set for the new series High Chaparral, about an Arizona Territory rancher in the 1970s. We'll hear a lot about ranching here in the month of April at Rosie on the House as our staycation goes to Douglas, and the Slaughter Ranch will be a key part in our topics as we cover Douglas and the Sulphur Springs Valley. A couple interesting stories this week. A Tucson photographer got a picture of a Gila monster and a rattlesnake, what he says, cuddling together.
He's been watching too much Disney, but where is that from? Where'd you find that?
It's Tucson.
In their paper.
Tucson, yeah, their Daily Star.
Daily Star.
Sorry,
I missed that.
I wouldn't have suspected those two, you know, would like each other.
What it is. It's not warm enough for hibernation yet. It's like 4:30 in the morning, you're waking up and you know someone else is there, but they're not hurting you and you're not hurting them and you don't want to wake up yet, so you just kind of hang out.
I'll make a deal with you. You don't bite you, I won't bite me.
You've got another 5 degrees warmer and it's going to be on. New season of Arizona Wildlife Views is starting. It's a production that Arizona Game and Fish puts out. They always have wonderful productions. I'm talking about bison, fly fishing, the Desert Arboretum. That's on PBS on Sundays at 4:30. That's never a time we're home or in the house. But when I saw that, I actually finally, for the first time, sat down and made myself learn how to use the DVR thing.
Well, those are valuable.
This is like schoolwork, you know? I mean, this is perfect stuff for during the week in school. Be careful if you're out there hiking. You shouldn't have to be told this, but a third person in 9 days has died at the Grand Canyon. There's even a book, Death at the Grand Canyon, yes, about people getting too close with their cameras, taking pictures, and
boink.
Bad way to go.
They're going to need a new print just after this week. They got three more to add. I don't know that all were because they're sitting there taking pictures of themselves.
Oh, man.
Oh, and then somebody fell down a 20-foot abandoned mine shaft out hiking. So
I saw that. She fell down and it got dark. She managed to text her dad and the police, but there was a rattlesnake in the pit with her.
I know. It was like something out of
The scene from True Grit. Yeah, Glenn Campbell.
That was the first thing I thought was the True Grit came to life.
And they said there's thousands of those pits, so just be careful when you're out and about.
Well, you remember Dad fell into one. Remember he was motorcycle racing
in the
70s?
Yeah.
Went over a hill and straight into the mine shaft on his motorcycle. He made it out, though.
Yeah, it's amazing he's still kicking.
But all of that, none of that holds a candle to what you'll find in April's edition of Arizona Highways if you start at page 18 with the Arizona Sandwich Tour. And we brought the author in, Kelly Vaughn. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
What was the inspiration in this article? It has changed my entire April. We've got the Flagstaff home show. We've got the Tucson home show. I've had meetings in Tucson this week. And I have completely rearranged my entire driving to hit these sandwich shops.
Well, you're welcome. What was the inspiration? I guess it was just that I really like sandwiches. So a couple of years ago, I said to our editor, Robert Steve, I said, hey, what do you think about this? You know, food is such an integral part of travel, part of the road trip experience. You always want to know where you're going to stop to eat along the way. And so he said, sure, make it happen. So 2-3 years later, here we are.
So how do you select the shops? Because there's 10. There's a lot more shops than that.
There are so many excellent mom-and-pop restaurants in Arizona. We selected these just by reaching out to our followers on social media. We put a call out to them. What's your favorite sandwich in the state of Arizona? Why? And we had a few rules. There couldn't be any chain restaurants. I specified that a hot dog is not a sandwich. Some people will argue with me. That's a point of contention. Tortas are sandwiches, you know, that sort of thing. So we had some guidelines, and we got just fantastic feedback from people, you know, from Kingman to Tucson to Flagstaff, all over the place, saying you have to try this sandwich.
And we get it narrowed down from, you know, however many down to 10.
Right.
And then going through the article, it's not like there's any one favorite. How did you then pick the sandwich? We got egg salads. We've got muffaladas. We've got, you know, it's not like the best Reuben,
right.
best 10 Reubens or the best 10 French dip.
Sure. We wanted to see some diversity there, just like we wanted geographic diversity in the article. We wanted to see some diversity with the sandwiches. You know, every day when I pack my lunch for work, it's likely a turkey sandwich. You know, so we wanted to get out of that mold a little bit. You know, Philly cheesesteaks, Reubens, you know, different salami sandwiches, and then, of course, that meatloaf sandwich down in Bisbee. So we just wanted to see some diversity, see some creativity from the chefs and from the restaurant owners and that sort of thing.
Bisbee's going to be the hardest one. I did make it to the Goods. That was the first one I stopped at. Well, I guess it was a week ago Thursday. I was in Green Valley.
Great.
For a meeting with our affiliate there. So I'm like, all right, Tubac's 10 minutes down the road or
sure.
19 kilometers or whatever it changes to down there. And ran down there, got it. I am done with eggs by about 6:30 in the morning. But I had to stay true to the article and order the egg curry sandwich, which was pretty good.
And I think that one is so innovative because of the spice in it. You know, we've all had our grandma's egg salad or that sort of thing, and it's just sort of ho-hum, kind of boring. But you add that curry to that egg salad, and it's just a whole different ballgame. So delicious.
And the challenge for me is going to be to Bisbee because I got Tubac and I got Tucson at the sausage shop, mm-hmm. which I'm going to come back to that one
Great.
In a minute. But both times I'm like, all right, maybe I can make it to Bisbee and back. And both times I'm still like another 90 minutes just to get to Bisbee.
It's a trek for sure. You know, Bisbee is not really something you do as a day trip from the valley. That's for sure. You kind of want to stay overnight, which is why you have, you know, a great old trailer court in the Shady Dell. You know, Bisbee is historic. It's charming. There are so many great places to stay and eat there, including the Quarry, which has that meatloaf sandwich.
We have the Saba Home Show in Tucson at the Convention Center next weekend. So I'm thinking I'm just going to have to get up real early Thursday morning when we go set up.
Definitely.
Get down to Bisbee, get the sandwich, and then come back and start set up.
It's worth it. It is definitely worth it.
I think Romy has the advantage because you did yours all in 4 days.
Yes.
That was a lot of sandwiches, girlfriend.
That's a lot of eating. I did quite a bit of snoozing in the car in between each location, that's for sure. Yeah, a lot of carbs, a lot of bread. I didn't eat bread for about a month after this trip, but well worth it.
And we'll get to bread also, that's another, because of the article that follows this mm-hmm. one in the about the gentleman out of Coolidge.
Yes.
But before we get there, on all of these sandwich stops, what made you, what were the people at the restaurants?
This was the thing that was best about working on this story. It was meeting these small business owners, right? Because the mission of Arizona Highways, of course, is to promote travel to and across Arizona. And we do that by telling people where to eat, where to sleep, where to hike, you know, where to take a really beautiful scenic drive. And so in telling those stories, you get to meet these wonderful people who believe so much in what they're doing. You know, there was a couple who runs Acme Pizzeria in Cottonwood. They moved out here from Boston. They love Arizona. They love the desert. They love what they're doing. They love the people here. Hearing those stories was my favorite part of this entire process because these people are just wonderful. They love feeding people. They love what they're doing. So that was really kind of remarkable, just meeting them along the way.
And a lot of them, you know, some of them, like the Goods, very small, just a sandwich shop in and out.
Right.
Very cute setting and a nice outdoor patio. But then you get to the sausage shop. There's no place to sit. But they had, when I got the Bugsby, which was an incredible sandwich.
Right.
their drink selection, they had a squirt. I can't tell you the last time I had a squirt. I didn't even know they still made those.
Isn't that great? And they have cactus coolers, I think. You know, it's just, it's kind of like stepping back into time at the sausage shop. They're all business there.
And they had boudin.
Yes.
I got boudin and put it in the cooler and had it for breakfast the next morning. You know how hard it is to find boudin in the desert?
Right.
But was it good boudin?
It was good, but it was made for an Arizona. There was no spice in it. So after the first one, it came in a package of three. I dressed it up with some Tabasco sauce.
Okay.
Tabasco, the family preserve. It's actually sauce, not liquid vinegar. And just a little tiny sprinkle of cayenne, and then I put it on my toast and...
Rice to pork, good?
That was perfect.
There you go.
Just needed the spice. So there's a lot of those that have an additional, and boudin was just one of 20 different things I could have bought.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I've actually bought, you know, some andouille from the sausage shop and brought it home to Phoenix because their selection of meat is just incredible there. So I've actually visited the sausage shop several times, you know, wrote about it for the magazine years ago and have been back.
Was that your article that's hanging on the
that
wall from 2010?
Yep.
I took a picture of it. It's not the first time they've been in Arizona highways.
I'm a big fan of the sausage shop in Tucson.
And our radio affiliate in Tucson is iHeart KNST, and they are on Fort Lowell and Oracle.
Okay.
It's a mile away, and I've never seen the sausage shop before. It's kind of hidden in the corner.
Oh.
I can't tell you how many times I've driven by there and never knew it was there. And I'm not making it down there without stopping
No.
there now. I'm going to have an ice chest ready.
You'd miss it if you weren't looking for it because it is just in this little strip mall and you would never know it's there. I think it's next to an acupuncture place, but it's just fantastic.
The funniest thing is the closest one of these sandwich shops to me is the hardest one for me to get to, which is the local press in Wickenburg.
Right.
Because when we're in Wickenburg, it's for t-ball practice, or we're dropping Tinley off at school early in the morning. They're open 10 to 3. I'm at Wickenburg in the morning and in the late evening. So Amanda brought home one. She made a special effort to go grab one for lunch. And they're like, well, you know, we're trying to stay true to the article and eat what's in the article. But
right.
This one in the article is not a great leftover. So let me send you with a grinder as well. So we had a grinder and this jalapeno, I'm not even sure what it, I don't.
Was it like another sandwich? I didn't try that one. It was the local with the chicken on it?
The local, thank you, yes.
Yeah. That was delicious.
She knows her sandwiches. That was a picture.
That was the first sandwich we ate on the tour. And I was like,
hard to top it after
that.
Oh,
what am I going to do? Right? Because now I'm already full. I have two more sandwiches to eat today. But that one was a really great way to kick it off.
And he had said that a lot of people had come in as a result of the article. So we're great that it's doing what it's supposed to. It's connecting local Arizonas with local mom and pop. I'm not somebody you find in a chain food restaurant
right.
ever.
And that's
one reason I really love this article is it was all local mom and pop.
It's feeding our mission. It's getting people out there, getting people to eat locally.